USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved a federal disaster declaration for the state of Texas, getting some much-needed help to that state as it recovers from one of the worst winter storms to hit it in years. According to a statement from the White House, the declaration will provide assistance to individuals who sustained losses due to disasters and offers to help repair public facilities and infrastructure. Texas Governor Greg Abbott thanked the president for the declaration, calling it a good first step. In a release, the governor said that the president's order only provides assistance for 77 of the state's 254 counties. And the Justice Department says a 95-year-old Tennessee man has been deported to Germany to face charges for his role in the Holocaust. In a statement, the department said Friedrich Karl Berger was ordered out of the country after a February 2020 trial where he allegedly admitted to guarding prisoners at the Neuengamme concentration camp in Germany in 1945. Berger becomes the 70th Nazi removed from the United States, having been deported earlier this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The United States has begun admitting some asylum seekers after the Biden administration ended a Trump-era policy that kept migrants seeking asylum outside of the country until their case could be heard. Douglas Nichols is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, and he tells Fox News that local officials from cities on the border were not notified of that change of policy and should have been included in the process.
There needs to be some common sense to this. If you're going to change the dynamic of a community, you really need to have that community engaged. For instance, a community of our size, we're roughly 200,000 people. We don't have a network of NGOs or nonprofits set up that could really address this situation. So that is common for most small communities along the border. So there should be a prohibition of releasing in smaller communities. The releases should be happening in communities that have some sort of nonprofit set up to address those humanitarian concerns that are owned by the migrants.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Texas continues to work to get power back on to all of its residents, some are pointing the finger at the state's renewable energy industry as the reason for all the electrical issues. Josh Rader is the mayor of Georgetown, Texas, and he tells CBS News that it didn't matter what the source of your power was. When the grid was stressed, everyone was affected.
Georgetown has energy contracts with some renewable energy generators, but we don't take that power directly from those generators. That power is created and then gets kind of dumped onto the grid like every other source of power in the state. And so we're pulling power just like every other city in the state from that grid, and where it originates from has really no impact on how much electricity we get. It really just has an impact on how much we pay for our electricity. And so when the grid, you know, was stressed these last few days, we were stressed just like everybody else. It didn't matter what our energy contracts were. We were still being curtailed by ERCOT at a rate of almost 40% of our normal power usage, and we were rolling blackouts just like everybody else.
And one of the most well-known celebrity power couples are calling it quits. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. Kim's reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ends its 20th season this year.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.